gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, October 12th, 2017. Welcome to Day 266.
In a few moments, I will sign an executive order taking the first steps to providing millions of Americans with Obamacare relief. It directs the Department of Health and Human Services, the Treasury, and the Department of Labor to take action to increase competition, increase choice, and increase access to lower-priced, high-quality healthcare options.
Donald Trump has signed an executive order easing some Affordable Care Act rules for small businesses that band together to buy health insurance as an association. The New York Times, The Washington Post, and The Wall Street Journal say the order will also lift limits on limited coverage and short-term insurance, and expand ways that workers could use employer-funded accounts to buy their own insurance policies. Critics, however, say that by relaxing standards, Trump would be creating low-cost insurance options for healthier, younger consumers, which would result in higher costs for the sick and potentially destabilize the ACA insurance market. When it comes to NAFTA, Trump says, "We'll see what happens." The Washington Post says Justin Trudeau visited the White House yesterday in hopes of seeking a fairer trade deal between the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
"We'll see what happens. We have a tough negotiation, and it's something that you will know in the not-too-distant future."
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce president, on the other hand, said that abandoning the NAFTA agreement would pose an existential threat to the continent's national and economic security. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau told members of the House Ways and Means Committee that he was worried about poison pills, proposals the U.S. might make that were designed to kill, not repair, the NAFTA agreement. Trump has called NAFTA a disaster and has said that, quote, "NAFTA will have to be terminated if we're going to make it good. Otherwise, I believe you can't negotiate a good deal." Next, the New York Times, The Washington Post, CNN, and NBC News say European allies and Republicans are pressuring Trump to preserve the Iran nuclear deal. Trump is expected to decertify the nuclear deal tomorrow, despite his own cabinet saying that Iran has abided by the deal. Lawmakers have remained largely in the dark when it comes to Trump's ultimate plan. Congress, however, will have 60 days to pass legislation to reimpose sanctions on Iran if Trump decertifies the deal. Trump was reportedly incensed by the arguments Rex Tillerson and Jim Mattis made when he certified Iran's compliance in July. Quote, "He threw a fit," said one person familiar with the meeting. "He was furious, really furious. It's clear he felt jammed." Politico and Bloomberg say the U.S. withdrew from UNESCO, citing anti-Israeli bias from the United Nations Cultural Organization. The U.S. hasn't paid dues to UNESCO since 2011, when Obama stopped paying around $72 million a year when the organization accepted Palestine as a full member. The U.S. also withdrew from the organization in 1984, but rejoined in 2003. Meanwhile, Trump tweeted that we cannot keep federal relief workers in Puerto Rico forever. Politico, The New York Times, and The Washington Post say as of earlier this week, 84% of the island remained without electricity, while two-thirds of cell phone towers were down and about 6,000 people were still in shelters. Trump tweeted that the situation represents a, quote, "total lack of accountability," and that the, quote, "electric and all infrastructure was disaster before hurricanes. Congress to decide how much to spend. We cannot keep FEMA, the military, and the first responders, who have been amazing under the most difficult circumstances, in PR forever," the president tweeted. Later, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly appeared at a press conference and addressed the president's tweets.
"The minute you go anywhere as a first responder, and this would apply certainly to the military, you are trying very hard, working very hard to work yourself out of a job. There will be a period in which we hope sooner rather than later, where the U.S. military and FEMA, generally speaking, can withdraw, because then the government and the people of Puerto Rico are recovering sufficiently to start the process of rebuilding. I just got off the phone. I've talked to him many times, with the governor of Puerto Rico. Great relationship. President deals with him periodically. We saw him when we were down there last week. So, you know, this country, our country, will stand with those American citizens in Puerto Rico until the job is done. But the tweet about FEMA and DOD read military is exactly accurate. They're not going to be there forever. And the whole point is to start to work yourself out of a job and then transition to the rebuilding process.
That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides. Hey folks, before I go, I just wanted to let you know that if you like this podcast and you want us to be able to keep doing it, do us a favor and leave us a rating and review on iTunes. It's quick, easy, and it goes a long way to making sure we can continue to update you on what the fuck just happened today. Thanks a lot, and see you tomorrow.